Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 16th. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Inmates rioted at the state prison in Lansing, Kansas in 2020. 3 years later, nobody has been charged because the prison system has yet to complete its investigation.
Some cases take just longer to investigate. They could definitely be that complicated.
Coming up, we'll hear about the delays in criminal charges right after the news. Schools in Kansas still have millions of dollars in federal aid designed to make up for learning losses from COVID-19. But as KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports, that money runs out soon.
Kansas school districts have raised teacher pay, expanded summer school, and hired new counselors and nurses with temporary federal money. That influx of cash ends in September of 2024, and many districts have lost students, which means less state funding. Marguerite Rosa directs the Edunomics Lab Research Center at Georgetown University. She says districts that used federal aid to make up for enrollment declines could face a fiscal crisis in coming months.
If those funds have gone into pay raises or hiring new people or new programs or services, then schools will be struggling to make those cuts.
The state's largest district in Wichita hired more than 700 people using COVID relief money. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
A canola crushing plant coming to western Kansas next year will help farmers tap into the renewable fuel market. Mike Staum from Kansas State University says canola seeds can be used for cooking, but also turned into diesel fuel. Staum says planting canola needs less water than other crops and requires similar tools that farmers already have.
They see a lot of value in this renewable fuels market, and that is going to continue to grow into the future.
Kansas used to have more canola processing plants, but some closed because of concerns about the long-term value of the crop. But Staum says the growth in the renewable fuel market is renewing interest in canola. The Wichita Art Museum says it plans to sell a sculpture from its collection to create an American Art Acquisition Fund. The piece by British sculptor Henry Moore is called Vertebrae. An anonymous buyer has agreed to purchase it for $10.5 million. Officials say the sculpture does not align with the museum's original focus on American art. Funds from the sale will be used to buy and exhibit work by American artists. The sculpture was acquired by the museum in 1977. It was purchased by community members and Pizza Hut franchisees to honor company founders Dan and Frank Carney. Kansas State University football coach Chris Kleiman has signed a new contract through the 2030 season. School officials say the new deal will pay Kleiman an average base salary of $5.5 million annually over the next 8 years. His current contract was set to expire at the end of the 2026 season. Kleiman will begin his fifth year at K-State this fall. His team won the Big 12 championship last season and played in the Sugar Bowl. Kleiman's teams have won 30 games in his first four seasons, which is fifth all-time at K-State. Governor Laura Kelly used her line item veto Monday to remove funding for the Quindaro Historic Site from the state budget. The funding was sought by Democratic Representative Marvin Robinson. It was inserted into the budget by Republican legislators after Robinson voted with them to override vetoes by Kelly on transgender legislation. Quindaro was a stop on the Underground Railroad, which helped escaped slaves reach freedom. The Quindaro funding was part of a larger budget bill that Kelly signed. The budget will increase spending for higher education and provide a pay increase for some state employees. Since before the pandemic, there's been a big shortage of truck drivers. As Harvest Public Media's Eva Tesfaye reports, that's affecting the agriculture industry, which is seeking solutions.
The American Trucking Association estimates that the industry needs nearly 80,000 drivers, and that number is only going to go up. The training to get the license required to drive these vehicles can cost a few thousand dollars, so the Illinois Farm Bureau started offering a scholarship, says Jennifer Smith of the Bureau's foundation.
Trucking is a huge industry, and so when it faces a labor shortage, we need to make sure that ag products can continue to move and continue to feed the supply chain.
But other barriers to getting new drivers include the time commitment for training and attracting workers to a difficult job with long hours away from home. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eva Tesfaye.
The Science Olympiad National Tournament will be held this week at Wichita State University. More than 2,000 middle school and high school students from all 50 states will compete. A team from Japan also plans to attend. The opening ceremonies are scheduled for Friday with competition on Saturday. Students will compete in more than 20 science categories, including robotics, aviation, solar power, and the environment. Winning teams will receive prizes, and top students will have a chance to earn college scholarships. The national tournament is the culmination of nearly 300 regional and state competitions. We'll be back after this.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. My mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to the Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. It's been about 3 years since inmates rioted at the state prison in Lansing, Kansas. They ransacked offices and battled with prison workers for almost 12 hours. But as reporters Blaise Mesa and Andrew Ball report, nobody has been charged.
So, Andrew, the riot in 2020 made national headlines, not so much because of the damage done, but the reason for the riot.
Yeah, so there was damages to the prison offices. There were some fires set. But the real reason this riot got so much attention was because prisoners said it was designed to draw attention to the COVID-19 policies in the state prison system, or a lack thereof. They say that the Kansas Department of Corrections was not doing enough to stop the spread of the virus at that time.
Governor Laura Kelly said after the riot that her administration would hold people accountable. But until now, we don't know what charges could be filed or even how many.
Yeah, we talked with the Leavenworth County District Attorney, Lansing Correctional Facilities in Leavenworth County, and he says he hasn't gotten the charging documents needed from the Kansas Department of Corrections to move forward. You know, just like if there is an assault case outside of a prison, prosecutors rely on law enforcement to prepare documents to help them know how to bring their case against someone. Through our reporting, we found that the 2020 riot in Lansing wasn't the only case where people weren't charged. There was a smaller riot at Lansing in 2022 that also hasn't got any charges yet.
Yeah, and the prison system hasn't answered why that is. We've tried to ask them when they could expect things being done. Are the investigative teams just being overwhelmed? But so far, they weren't able to say much aside from the prison used internal disciplinary proceedings to hold those accountable. I talked with the Butler County District Attorney Darren Devinney, the El Dorado Correctional Facility is in his jurisdiction. He said finding evidence for charges that will hold up in court isn't as easy as you might think. Inmates are reluctant to blame other inmates for something, and prison cameras will only show you so much.
A video generally is not going to show you everybody's face in a crystal clear fashion committing the crimes, especially if they conceal their identity.
Not every prison riot ends with criminal charges, right?
No, it depends on what happens. Over 100 inmates at the Ellsworth prison rioted a few years ago, but there were no charges, and that was on purpose. The county DA said the internal prison disciplinary system was doing just as good a job as punishing them as adding additional time to their sentence. He said basically putting them in segregation is probably just as good as a year in prison or a year in jail after their prison sentence would run up. Some riots don't have too much aside from misdemeanor property destruction. Maybe they're kicking over garbage cans, throwing papers around. But others have burned buildings and correction officers who are assaulted. It really depends on the situation, like the riot in 2020 at Lansing. Corrections officers were injured. Andrew, you talked to the union representing corrections officers. What did they have to say?
They think the Department of Corrections needs to move with greater speed to try and get the ball rolling on these criminal charges. You know, they say that having this in place is accountability for inmates who act out, and that it, you know, sets an example potentially for other people who may, you know, be thinking about starting a riot or assaulting someone.
Kansas prisons have had a hard time staffing facilities in recent years. It seems like this would make the problem worse. Did the union agree with that?
Yeah, so there are hundreds of unfilled vacancies in the state's prison system at the moment. And yeah, the union thought that this kind of fits in with a broader problem of a culture that they feel doesn't support corrections officers. And they ask, how can you get, you know, more officers in through the door when the current ones don't feel like there is accountability for when they have their lives put at risk? And, you know, they point to this as a longstanding problem. It's not just COVID-19. It dates back for years, and they really would like to see it addressed.
That was Blaise Mesa of the Kansas News Service and Andrew Ball of the Topeka Capital Journal. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
What if national news was actually covered by the whole nation? The NPR network is over 200 independent newsrooms strong, stretching across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. It unites 300 million Americans in one big community built on one even bigger idea. What you hear changes everything.